podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hi there and welcome to the immediate post-match reaction from Ibrox. I'm joined by Tommy McIntyre, where Rangers have been defeated 1-0 at home in the Europa League to ultimately end this season's run. Tommy, I like a straightforward question from the off. What was your overall thoughts on that performance tonight?
Listen, we were in it. I don't think there was a lot between the sides. I thought they were a little bit more dangerous, but we had our chances, just didn't take them. And then the frustrating thing is the manner they're losing the goal. You know, it's our corner, they break away. It happened a couple of times actually, yeah. But they managed to kind of beat the offside trap as well, and then we're down. So yeah, listen, disappointing, doesn't define the season. All eyes back to the domestic world now.
Yeah, I think that's a fair summary of the game. We'll get into that first half, maybe talk about it again as a whole. Not much to take away from it. I felt it was a bit of a cagey affair. You could tell both teams did not want to lose a goal early. Yeah. I think maybe the only mention is I felt John Souter had a pretty good game in the first half.
Yeah, I like Souter. I like that front foot defending that Souter does, where he's quite aggressive on it. Yeah, I thought Benfica started well. First 5-10 minutes. And then Rangers progressively grew into it. Started to push them up the park, had a couple of chances, got in behind, etc. I felt that, I'm with you, there was nervousness in the sides, not nervousness in the stands. There was an absolute wall of noise, you know. The Benfica fans and players knew where they were, that's for sure. But there wasn't a lot of clean cut chances, in all honesty. It was a lot of getting down the channels, knocking it about. Benfica were great, knocking it round about the top of the box. And that's pretty much how it played out in that first half. But I felt as we went to half time that Rangers had completely come into it. Yeah.
Again, taking on the next point nicely, start the second half, even that the first opening 20 minutes, I would say, that second half, I felt Rangers were really the team in the ascendancy, the crowd were really getting behind them. The thing that impressed me most in those passages of play was our breaking of the Benfica lines. I thought we got that absolutely spot on and created a real good few chances.
Yeah, definitely, I couldn't agree more with you. I thought we came out the traps really, really quickly. We at this side of the gantry in terms of the second half where we were shooting into. We got up front, I think we won a corner really quickly, you know, made the defence work. We were in round about it, trying to get that goal and settle everybody down. It had a feeling, we were talking about this in the gantry as well, of whoever got the first one. I know it's a tired cliche, but it felt like one of those nights where the first one was really, really important, and it probably had to be us. And yeah, we were on top of them, and then, as you say, breaking the lines, I thought, in terms of the midfield, we were absolutely tireless. I don't think it was Diomande's best game on the ball, but absolute shout, and you were saying this from the get-go, so kudos to you, but John Lundstrom and his positioning was absolutely fantastic. He was knocking it about, and his reading of the game was top-notch tonight.
Yeah, I thought he was good in the midfield. Maybe towards the last 15 minutes, he looks a bit tired, a bit leggy, but we'll come on to that at the end. Before we get on to the goal that we conceded tonight, I just want to get your overall thoughts on our front three. I know it's not an ideal front three, probably not Rangers' first choice front three. Yeah. Certainly not the front three we'll see going into next season, I don't think, but Silva, Wright and Dessers just didn't really do enough for me tonight.
It didn't quite come off. Yeah, I'm with you. I thought Silva showed flashes. He's certainly aggressive. Worked his socks off as well. Dessers, known quantity. Sometimes he blows hot, sometimes he blows cold. Does he take his chances? No, he doesn't. It's just unfortunate, you know. And Wright, there was a couple of really good powerful runs from Wright at points, and you thought, oh, wow, Wright, where's this going? And then he'd go down a blind alley where he wouldn't quite get it right. Again, he's not the long-term answer. I've said this before on the podcast that I hope Cyril Dessers fires us to the title, and then we get to the summer and we cash in on him, because he's not the long-term answer for me. Yeah. Fabio Silva, listen, I'm sure he'll get the odd goal domestically, but he's not an out-and-out goal scorer. You're right, not the first-choice front three. We've been hampered by, you know, Danilo, Sima, Cortez, guys who were brought in to also mix it up with goals as well and add to it. So yeah, it was horses for courses tonight, and yeah, there's no way you can say that injuries didn't impact it. That's not a get-out-of-jail-free card, though. Yeah. We probably didn't do quite enough to win it.
Oh, well, that's the rest of the pod ruined then, because that's the get-out-of-jail-free card is it, right? I was trying.
No, that should have been a get-out-of-jail-free card. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No, listen, I totally get it. For me, I said it during that Motherwell game post-match. I just felt the balance of that forward three just wasn't right. I don't know if Silva's not an out-and-out winger on that left. I think he is good on the left. I think he has potential to be good on that left. As you said, get the occasional goal domestically, but just...
I don't think he's a beat the fullback, get the byline, cross it in type of guy.
Yeah.
I think he wants to check back in, he wants to cut in, chop into the box or whatever. Wright doesn't really do that crossing stuff either. He wants to be direct. Matondo, when he came on as well, didn't really impact the game.
It's never good in the right, Matondo,
you
for
know,
me.
Whereas I think we saw, even in a short cameo, Sima gives you more than maybe Silva does in that particular position. Cortez, much more as well. So, yeah, you're right, the balance is off, and then they're just struggling to cut through exactly how they want to play that.
Yeah, right, we'll come on to the goal now. This is, the third poorest goal, I think, the tie that we conceded. I should say there was three poor goals in both legs that we conceded. This was up there. There was maybe a shout in the gantry that just chop him, just take him down.
There's lots of shouts in the gantry of chop him.
Yeah. Do you think there's a bit of naivety there for me just tonight, or was that? Do you think that was just a good goal, or what's your thoughts on it? Could we have done more to stop it in the build-up?
Naivety is probably a little bit harsh in terms of the wording, but I'm with you on it. I'm with you on it in the fact that, you know, we've got the corner in. You should be setting up for your men. You shouldn't really then immediately get sprung at the halfway line for one touch, and then someone's through. I think Silva bursts through and scores. The fact for me is it happened a couple of times. We only just get punished the once, and that was the annoying thing. So that's when it does come into streetwise and learning. And again, it's not a night for being negative. We've had a great run. We're top of the table. We turned our eyes domestically, but it's learning those lessons really quickly is what the players need to do. Again, I don't want to kind of conflate one thing with the other, but we've lost silly goals in the same manner with a straight through ball.
Yeah,
it's learning the lessons and then making sure it doesn't happen again. Yeah. And didn't seem that we learned it completely tonight, and unfortunately we got punished by, you know, a good side. Let's not beat about the bush on that. They are a good side.
Yeah. Did we have an issue with our corners tonight? And I mean the corners that we were taking, not the Benfica corners that were coming in.
I thought our corners and our crossing into the box was okay, actually. And I thought we gave them slight problems. They weren't always comfortable when the ball was going into the box. But I thought we were better with the ball on the deck as we cut through the channels and worked our way into it.
Yeah,
listen, I mean, it's one of these things, and somebody can, you know, no doubt give me the stats on it. I don't have them to hand, but it's the old free kick conundrum. You see one player score a free kick and you go, oh, they're great at free kicks. You know, the amount of goals that come from direct corners are not that great, right? But you're looking for second ball, pressurise, get it back in, catch the defences, it's trying to come out, and it's at sixes and sevens.
Yeah.
I thought we gave them questions. They answered them. I thought they do have a good defence, actually.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we probably didn't create as many clean-cut chances as we really, really wanted to.
Yeah, it was just... defending our own corners, I thought, was poor. I felt that they had three or four opportunities. I don't know if that's just because we were overloading the box, if Clement identified that as an area where we could have potentially got a goal from, but I thought that the Benfica, you know, coaching obviously identified that as an area where they could break Rangers down, and ultimately it's what they got the goal from. So we've already touched on it. That is three of the most uninspiring substitutions I've ever seen at Ibrox. Semi-fit Todd Cantwell, a permanently semi-fit Roof, Matondo coming on as well, and I suppose you could link that in with, did injuries finally catch up with us tonight?
Oh, there's no two ways about that. I mean, I've just referenced some of the players who aren't there, you know, long-term Danilo. I'm just thinking even just the ones at the top end of the pitch where it's really, really, really difficult. I was talking earlier on, and I was saying, if you'd have sat Philippe Clement down and said, of all the areas of the pitch, where, you know, what's your worst-case scenario? I get large-scale injuries in the forward areas.
Yeah.
Right? So what does he lose? He loses Danilo, he loses Sima, he brings in Cortez, he loses Cortez, you know? And so, you know, Matondo, you know, Cantwell, great to have Cantwell back, put him in a slightly different bracket in terms of, we all know what Todd Cantwell can bring. Matondo, flashes, you know, Roof, arguably that still, you know, the best striker at the club when he's fit, but that ship's very much just sailing out of view over the horizon. It's now a case of, it is injuries. You know, that wouldn't have been the squad depth. You know, Wright doesn't start, things like that, you know, if we've got all those players. And I think particularly in Philippe Clement's mind, he's really, really hurting about that Cortez one.
I think that's fair. I totally agree with you. I think tonight injuries has finally caught up with us. And I think in terms of that, the way I would sum up the game is that was a fairly even game, and Benfica have better players than us, better individual players than us. I think that's it. Yeah. But listen, I always like to end the pod on maybe touching on the support tonight, and I never like ending it on a negative note. I might get some comments about that on the YouTube, and if you've got any comments, leave them in there. Yeah, in terms of the support tonight, I thought that they never let up support of the team. Even when we went the goal behind, it was the Rangers fans that started singing. And even when the full-time whistle blew, we know that this is not the be-all and end-all of our season here tonight. It's, you never like calling Europe a free hit, but it was a bit of a bonus having this game. If you look at it, some extra money into the club, I think about £2 million yeah. in ticket sales, something like that. But yeah, the support was fantastic tonight. They really backed the team regardless of the result.
Proper support, wall of noise, no two ways about that. And yeah, you're absolutely right as well. They gave it their all, you know, clapping the players off at the end, you know, despite the result and all that. There was no disappointment in terms of, did we try and give it everything we had? Yeah, the fans went with it as well. Ultimately, yeah, you're right, it doesn't define the season. You know, we're now back to domestic duty, having already won the first part of a treble, in the hunt for everything else and top of the table. That's where the Rangers fans, I imagine, will probably reflect on once they get back up the road in this bloody weather. It'll be, yeah, disappointing. You pack it away, see you next season, and hopefully we see that in a Champions League group stage.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more. I think that's a really, really nice way to end the pod. But look, the story continues, as a certain individual at Rangers might say. But thank you for joining us. Take care. Something different, I should say, before we go on Sunday. Craig and Ross will be in Dundee for This Is Ibrox. So make sure to catch their post-match reaction up there.
We've exiled them to Dundee.
They're not coming back. That's what we've not told them yet.
Yeah, the listeners get to vote whether they come back or not.
Yeah, that's the poll in the comments below. But listen, take care, guys, and we'll see you all soon. Sports Social Podcast Network.